The Federal Reserve typically raises interest rates during periods of brisk economic activity that tend to boost inflationary pressures, and usually cuts interest rates when the economy falters and inflationary risks are low. But the U.S. economy remains weak and American consumer confidence continues to plunge, while inflationary pressures led by rising energy costs have been growing. Further interest rate cuts could heighten the risk of inflation, yet raising interest rates could send a weak economy into a full-blown recession. If each option poses undesirable risks, perhaps the best course of action is to maintain the status quo. That appears to be the Fed's thinking, at least for now, as it chose to keep interest rates unchanged. In a statement, the central bank said recent interest rate cuts should set the stage for a return to moderate economic growth, although it could not discount the possibility of a recession, saying that downside risks to growth remain. At the same time, the Fed said, in light of price increases for energy and other commodities, uncertainty about the inflation outlook remains high. Given that uncertainty, many economists say the Federal Reserve will continue to face tough decisions in the months ahead. Julia Coronado is a senior economist with the New York-based investment firm Barclays Capital.
The Fed is facing probably one of the most difficult circumstances that it's faced in probably 3 decades. We are seeing some pretty pervasive inflationary pressures. They learned from the 70s that you can't successfully accommodate an energy price shock with lower rates, that ultimately that does fan the flames of inflation.
In the 1970s, the United States faced similar circumstances of slow growth amid rising prices, what economists refer to as stagflation. The U.S. economy returned to robust growth with low inflation in the 1980s, but only after the Federal Reserve dramatically raised interest rates and America suffered a deep recession. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.